Phil will now introduce our second set of stories from the evening news.
The evening news was itself in the news this week when a city council officer wrote to the editor complaining about a reporter. There's been a war of words at the county council as the proposed council shake-up continues to be controversial. The news from Norwich City Football Club was more cheerful as they beat Stoke 4-2 and were able to claim over £500,000 in R&D tax relief. Alison will report on the news about a reporter.
Norwich City Council is facing serious questions after a senior officer sent an astonishing letter to the Norwich Evening News accusing its reporter of intimidation and harassment for trying to speak to one of its councillors. Jan Robinson, the monitoring officer at Norwich City Council, wrote to editor Richard Porritt following an incident at the end of a City Hall meeting when journalist Eleanor Story tried to ask Charlie Kane a question. The Green member for Mile Cross had been accused of shouting "Nazis" at a group of women holding a silent vigil for women in Afghanistan and was asked to respond to the allegations. The councillor declined and Miss Story was approached by three other councillors who asked her not to speak to their colleague. In her letter, Miss Robinson, also head of legal and governments at City Hall, wrote, "Some of the councillors felt intimidated and harassed by the reporter and were prevented from leaving the council chamber until another councillor intervened, an accusation that Miss Story denies." Mr. Porritt said, "This was an example of a reporter doing her job and doing it very well. It's the duty of the press to probe and question elected officials on behalf of the people. That is the cornerstone of a free press."
The leader of Norfolk County Council has accused Norwich City Council of trying to feather its own nest in a huge shake-up which will see councils abolished and new ones formed. Kay Mason Billig, leader of Conservative-controlled County Hall, fired a broadside at Labour-run City Hall over its approach to the biggest shake-up in local councils for 50 years. The government's devolution plans would see the transfer of powers from Whitehall to Norfolk and the creation of a Norfolk and Suffolk mayor. It would also see all eight of the county's councils scrapped and replaced with new ones. Norfolk currently has a two-tier system with some services provided by the county and some by the city, district and borough councils. The shake-up would create unitary authorities to provide all services. Councils are expected to work together to come up with proposals for how local government reorganisation will look. The government has said initial proposals must be submitted by March the 21st, with final proposals lodged in the autumn.
Johannes Hofthorup insisted that Norwich City's biggest championship playoff rival is staring them in the face. The Dane watched his side dismantle Stoke City 4-2 to move within 4 points of sixth place Blackburn. "If you'd asked me last September-October, I would have said, OK, with the stuff that we're doing here, it probably is a little bit too unrealistic to say we have to be in the top six. But I think from what we've shown since, and when we're at our best, we're definitely up there," he said. "The teams around it at the moment face each other week in, week out. Things can change within a couple of weeks, and we just have to stay in it and make sure that we focus on our performance and our development. If I have to make it very specific, I think we compete against ourselves. We've shown that when we're at our best, we are top, and we can compete against the best teams in this league. But we've also shown that we can be a little bit fragile once in a while when we don't get things right in the game. If we can build on probably a couple of good performances in a row, it's definitely realistic. The playoffs."
Norwich City has claimed more than £500,000 in public money through a tax scheme designed for companies to invest in finding breakthroughs in science and technology. The football club received £636,000 in research and development, R&D tax relief, for claims it made to HMRC over a two-year period between 2021 and 2023, according to its accounts. R&D tax relief was created as an incentive for companies to invest in projects that attempt to make advances in the field of science and technology to benefit the public and UK economy under the scheme. Under the scheme, companies can apply for either a cash payment from HMRC or a credit to reduce their tax bill. Under the version of the scheme aimed at larger businesses, Norwich City's accounts show it claimed £585,000 from HRC in the 2021-22 financial year and £51,000 the following year. It did not make a claim in 2024.